what is religion, the Vidyat Vishevita. Those that are experts in revealed scriptures, it must come from them, first condition. Vidyat Vishevita was dealing only revealed scriptures, not any scriptures that are, that is the outcome from this mundane calculation. Sevita sadhvi, and which is accepted by the sadhus, saints. What type of saints? Of this radhivi, those that have got no attraction for this mundane world. No sympathy, no apathy. Both. The Ghanis, the Buddhists, they are apathetic to the mundane. But the Vaishnavas, they are not apathetic, neither sympathetic nor apathetic. They are all concerned with their Lord. Nityam adhesha raghavi sadhavi. Those sadhus neither hate nor adore. Such of the mundane world, such sadhu, whatever they will cultivate, that is dharma. Hridayena bhurugyato, and the third condition, that the innermost heart, that will approve, yes. Heart's innermost satisfaction must be there. Then, jo dharma, tam nirudhata. I am talking about that dharma, that will lead to your internal, fullest self-satisfaction, and which is extended here by the, from the world, which is unfallible. Unfallible world extended here in this way. So Mahaprabhu told that when one comes, we are neither gan in bhakti, the definition of bhakti Rupa Goswami has given, and also in Narada Puran, sarvopadhi vinir mukta tatparatyena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruttama. Bhakti, devotion. What is proper devotion? Now, what is sarvopadhi vinir mukta? Upadhi vinir mukta. Upadhi means, well, that provincialism or localism, which is free from all local, crooked, narrow conceptions from any quarter. Vinir muktam tatparatyena. Only positive qualification would be it is connected and faithful to the central, harmonized by the central necessity, and not any partial. The purity of our duty will depend how much it is for the center. If we can contact in that plane, then even all our senses may be utilized for the worship of that real master of our senses. We are not master. We hold the position, but absolute position, ownership, with only one, with only him. We are all dependent. This conception will get really give us relief. Rupa Goswami says, Anyabhilashita sunnam, parmajnana dhanavatam, anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirittam. What is bhakti? What is devotion? Proper? Anyabhilashita sunnam, which will be free from fleeting desires. Ordinary, not any organized duty. But whatever is coming within my heart, I am doing that. Whimsical, temporary, fleeting, pleasure-seeking. Anyabhilashita. Then karma. The energy is organized by the expert to take us to a desired end. Karma. Jaimini Rishi comes to advise that go on with good karma. Of course, it is transient. You will get heaven in the after death your mental system, that will enjoy, that will pleasure. But Krishna, it will be finished. Does not matter. Again, you do good karma. You go on good karma, though it is changing, it goes to the end, it kills itself. Does not matter. Go production. Go on with production. This is Jaimini's karma. Good karma. Good karma means, as I told, that to distribute sense pleasure to others, sense necessity to others. What I eat, if I give it to others, I do some good karma. As a reaction, I get that in my afterlife. Whatever good things I do here, I get it in my afterlife. After every action, equal opposite reaction, I can get. But it is all transient, all of limited satisfaction. So it is not desirable. But karma, jnana-dhanavidam. And jnana gives us, jnana advises us to reject the present enlightenment wholesale. We cannot strive here. As Shankaracharya, jāvat-jananam, tāvat-maranam, tāvat-jananam, yatari-sayanam, idhi-saṁsāri, spuratara-dūsa, kathamiya-mānava-tava-santosa, dhinajāminam, kishiva-vasantam, punurāyāta, kāla-kīrati-gacchattāya-tarapena-manchattā, astu-kudājala-sapta-samuddha, dhamma-puyankara-dhinakara-ruddha-nattam-nāham-nāyam, prasarikimattam-kara. This mundane connection is painful. If we, with sober mind, we can go to calculate, then janma mrityu jara vyadhi. This cannot be avoided in our mundane life. So the Buddhist school, the Shankara school, they work for salvation, liberation. Liberation. When we are, as long we are in the relativity of this mundane, mortal things, no peace of mind is possible, higher peace of mind. Whenever we shall be separated from our son, our wife, our house, our other privileged things, I shall have to feel some pain. Our country, I shall... So, the peace, the ideal peace of mind only can be had in some stage of mind like deep slumber, samadhi, complete withdrawal of the soul from this mortal world. This of two classes, Buddhist school and Shankara school. Buddhist school says the Charvak school is also there, Epicurean. They say that with the dissolution of this physical body, nothing remains. The gross atheist, they say like that. Bhasti bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kato. The body is finished, it is burned into ashes. Then nothing remains. So no religion, nothing necessary. That is. But Buddhist school, they say that no, there is the mental system is there and the soul is what we call soul, that is in the mental system. So after death, the transmigration, there are rebirth, birth and rebirth. And with the dissolution of the mental system, everything finished, nothing remains. But Shankara says, with the dissolution of the mental body, then something is there, like a mass of consciousness, like Brahma, which is non-differentiated, non-specified, that is there. And just as in a glass or in water anything is reflected, so we, all these souls that are unreal, reflection of that non-differentiated mass of consciousness to every place. However, that subtle body, mental system, or the reflection comes, it is not real. So Atma, Jivatma is not real. Jivatma is only reflection. when the fire it is reflection, if that is destroyed, no reflection, no jivatma. This is Shankara's philosophy. That Brahma is already there. Shloka adhyena parokkhan jaduktam grantha koti bhi brahma satyam jagat mitha ajiva brahma iva napara. Shankara says, what by the close of books others have given statement, only by half a shlok I shall give the gist of the whole. Jaduktam grantha koti, by close of books what have been told here so far, only with the half line of a shlok poetry I shall give the gist here. What is that? Jiva brahmai vanapara. Shloka adhyena parokkhane jaduktam grantha koti brahma satyam non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is brahma. Akharam brahma paramam in Bhagavad Gita. Akharam, what is unchangeable portion of the consciousness. That is only existence. All others non-existence. Anyhow, it has come from miscalculation, misconception. That is Shankara. So, no recognition of any individual soul. But we find Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnuswami, these Vishnuvacharya, they have refuted Shankara. Mahaprabhu also accused Shankara that in the shape of a Vedic Acharya, you have really given delivery of the Buddhistic thought. This is more injurious to the society. Buddhists, they are atheists, they do not care for any Vedic knowledge. But you have accepted Veda, but you have interpreted the Vedic mantra in such a way that you have given that Buddhistic, that the soul is non-existent, jiva soul. But we find clearly, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eko Bhuvanam in Upanishad, in Bhagavad Gita, Ajunitya Sasatoyam Sanatana, Jeev is eternal, we find. And you do not accept the reality, the eternal existence of the jiva soul. Just as sun and the pencil of it, just as the earth and so many dust, so many conscious dust, conscious part of the ray of the sun, the jiva is, and it is. So Ramanujan, they rejected Shankara interpretation, not only, but abused it like anything. This is Mayavad. Mayavad. No, Ishwar is Maya. Ishwar is within Maya. And above Maya, only Nirvishesh Brahma, non-differentiated mass of consciousness, that is above Maya. And all this God conception and the other so many holy things, all Maya. This is so, they say, the Vaishnava says, this is Shankara priest, Mayavad. Everything Maya. It does not matter, you may, all Maya, you may worship Ganesha, you may worship sun, you may worship Shiva, you may worship Durga, Kali, or Vishnu, whatever, all within Maya misconception, it is Aropa. And finally, there is only Brahma, all these specification, differentiation, all false. This is only produced by Maya. This is Shankara. But Ramanuja says, this is Kevala Advaita. Vishishta Advaita. The Brahma is differentiated and specified. You say that it is reflected, the glass, the sun reflected in a glass. The glass broken to pieces, no reflection. Reflection. Ramanuja said, no, this is a part of Brahma. And it is anyhow caught in this misconception, and it can go back to its own conception of the area. So Vishishta Dvaitavad, not non-differentiated, but it is specified and differentiated one whole. Vishishta Dvaita, not non-differentiated Advaita. Advaita, Advaya, one whole, that is admitted everywhere, this is one. But how one? It is just a Svagato, Svajatiya, Svagato, and Vijatiya, Ved. Three kinds of distinction is there. Just as in a tree, it has got Vijatiya Ved, the tree, tree and the stone. This is Vijatiya Ved. And the tree and the another tree, Svajatiya Ved. And the tree has got its own trunk, its branches, its leaves, its root, that is Svagata Ved. So the Advaitin has got these all distinction in its own body or own form. The Vishishta Advaita, he and his potency is there. The potency Maya, you say it is, Shankar says Maya is its potency, but it gets finished. But we have got that Maya is Nitya, the Vaishnava Acharya. He and his potency is all eternal. In Chandi also you have found Nitya Vasa Jagannamurti, Kaya Sarva Midang Tatam, Tathati Tat Samutpatti, Bahuda Asuya. The Maya is Nitya, it is told everywhere. And Jiva is Nitya, Bhagavan is Nitya. And with all this as a system, he is a system where this, in Bhagavad Gita we find, Okharam Brahma Paranam, Sadhabhut Dhatma Muchyati, Bhutabhabhut Bhavakara, Visargas, Kishangita, Bhutabhabhut Bhavakara, Visargas Karma Sanghita. What is this analyzed in Bhagavad Gita? Kharadati Toham, Dovhuto Sargo Lokesmin Kharak Stak Kharadvata. Two kinds of creation found here in this world, Okhara and the Khara. Khara Sarvani Bhutani, that is undergoing changes, that is represented as Khara. And which is constant, that is Okshara. The Okshara Brahma Paramahansa. Svabhav, then I am Kharadavitaham Okharadavichottama. I am existing, transcending both Khara and Okhara. The changing portion and the stagnant or eternal portion. Two kinds of portion is my potency, and I am about that. Kharadati toham okharadavichottama adasmi loke cha pratita purushottama. I am told as purushottama. Dauhuto lokesmin kharas chakharavin arokharam brahmaparaman. Sudhan, above okhara or the personality of God is there. We can also, from the reasonable position, we can see that Brahma, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person, and the ocean of consciousness, that is impersonal. How can it be? Being a part, a particle, I am individual, I have got my individuality, and the great Brahma has got no personality, no individuality. When we can see that Sattam Visuddham Vasudeva Shabditam Dhrishti Yatra Pumana Pavita Jadi Yate Tattra Pumana Pavita Satti Chatasmin Bhagavan Vasudeva Yadokshajome Manusavi Dhiyate. Mahadev says, when Parvati told Sati, why did you not give obeisance to my father? My father, he is in a respectable position to you. He was his son-in-law. So you should have bowed down him. When that Shivarahit Yajna was declared, only Shiva eliminated, all others invited, and the Yajna is going to be taking place. And all are going to join the invitation, but Shiva and Sati, they are excluded. At that time, Sati is saying to Shiva, Mahadev, that this is the result that you did not show honor to your father-in-law. And why did you not do so? You should have showed some honor. Then Shiva told, Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Devi, do you know that Vishuddha Sattva is known as Vasudev. Vasudev, the father of Krishna. What is that really? In the field of the ontological estimation, that tattva which is Vasudev, na sattam vishuddham, tamo rajo sattva, then vishuddha sattva. Vishuddha sattva, the sattva is extended to more finer and efficient position. That is vishuddha sattva. And that is known as Vasudeva. Ajyadiyate tattva pumana pavita. Just after crossing, we can see the personality above that plane of Vasudeva. Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sadhguru, Jad Iyate, Jad Prakashate, Tatra, Puman. Puman means Purusha, enjoyer. Purusha means Purushete, who lives within as the enjoyer and the owner of everything. Purusha Jad Iyate, Tatra, Puman, Apavita. Sattva Chatasin Bhagavan Vasudeva Jadukshat. My head is always bent there, constantly engaged. So to take my head from that place and again to put in some other place, it is not possible for me in my sati. So I did not. I have sold my head there. My head is always connected with that higher substance, most charming and attracting. I can't draw my head from there again to put it somewhere. So I did not do any mischievous motive. I have done so, dishonoring. That is Okkharam Brahmaparam Svabhavut. Then above that, I am a particle of Brahma, I am person. So, and that is the ocean of knowledge, and that is impersonal. They say it is not. If we can look unto that more deeply, we can say, oh, that is person. That is not Brahma, that is Parabrahma. That is Vasudev. Oi, kharajadito ham okharajadito atrushmi loki cha vede cha prishita purushottama. Brahma na hi pratishtaham, in another place Bhagavad Gita. Brahma na hi pratishtaham, I am the satvot of the so-called Brahma. Brahma na hi pratishtaham, I am the support, I am the cause, I am the foundation where that Brahma exists. Vrishtaham, Amitakshya Vyasyacha, Sukhasya Ikaam Tashasyacha. I am at the back and support of all these higher things. Dokharad, Brahmanuj and other Vaishnavacharya, they come to say that what Shankara gave conception, that is hazy and not clear and a complete conception. This is the Brahma, Parabrahma, his personal character. His personal, he is for himself, as Hegel says. Everything meant for him, we are to serve. Now we are in the world of exploitation. We cannot exist a minute without exploitation. When Bhagavatam says, Ahastani Sahastanang Apadani Chatuspadang Laguni Tatmahatan Jivo Jivasya Jivanam. Those that have got hands, they eat who have got no hand. Those that have got legs, they eat who have got no hands and legs. And Laguni and the stronger, they eat the weaker. Jivo Jivasya Jivan, one jiv, he lives only eating another jiva, whether it is vegetable or it is animal, but without consuming, causing harm to other jiva, no jiva can maintain his life.